Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Murrah to talk about the latest school board meeting. Most recent school board meeting had an announcement about the certified enrollment numbers looking better than you originally expected.
They are. We're very pleased. Our certified enrollment actually is up a little over 10 students. We're actually serving 16 more students than we did last year, so that's great news for us. We also, though, are up about 2 students on our weighted count, and that would be due to sharing some positions and the college-level courses that our kids are taking. And then we have increased about 8 students in our special education department. So when you combine all of those enrollments together, the district looks like we will have a weighted enrollment increase of about 21 students for next year that we get funding on. You know, and when you consider that's worth $6,366 per child, that's a nice increase for us to try to help offset the cost of living.
Certainly is good that you guys are going to be getting that funding, but funding is something that you guys are actually doing very well on. You had a district financial update during this board meeting, and you guys are looking really good right now.
We are. You know, past administration, really, they made the decisions that they needed to make all the way through. The district is very stable. You know, the reserves are there for emergencies at this point. There's a few areas that we want to keep a close eye on because depending on what the state does on our funding stream, right now they have not set our modified supplemental aid, which is the old allowable growth. So right now we are looking at having the exact same amount of money as we did last year per student. Or if there's, you know, they keep hinting about a 10% cut across the board like we had several years back, and you aren't sure quite what the financial status is going to be from the state, we want to make sure that we have taken care of business and we can definitely pay our bills and move forward and do the best things we can for kids. So, you know, kudos to past administration. They really have done a wonderful job of making sure the district is stable and secure. And now moving forward, we just need to continue on that same track.
Another thing that you had in this school board meeting is you received a presentation in regards to the middle school special education program, and the board also approved the Section 504 guide handbook. Tell us a little bit about what this means for the Knoxville Community School District.
The special education program, you know, it really ebbs and flows every year, and even throughout the school year, we have students who move in and move away, and their needs are very different. So we are constantly reevaluating the services that we provide and the resources that we have. And over the course of the last few months, we've, you know, like any strong business, you always take a look at what you have and see if you can just move and shift things around and not actually have any additions to programming, if at all possible. But we've tried lots of different things, and we really need another teacher at the middle school level. So we will be advertising for a special classroom at the middle school and hopefully being able to hire here in January to give our current teacher a little more assistance with her caseload. The Section 504 is actually a completely separate topic than special education, but one of the things that a 504 plan does is allows students that have diagnosed problems that might not meet special education requirements but still meet the criteria to have a specialized plan. In our district, we've always, you know, followed the law and provided those, but we didn't have a handbook that made things consistent across buildings. And so now we have created that, and the board approved our handbook. And so I think it'll just be a lot easier for our administrators and others to make sure that we're consistent with how we go through the process of creating a 504 plan for children who are in need.
What are some other things you'd like to get out to the public in regards to what's been going on with the Knoxville School Board?
Busy, busy, busy. You know, we are updating our school policy. We have a state visit in April, our 5-year state visit. And we're also working on, as we talk about policies, there's some other new policies that we are trying to create as well, just to make a great experience for our students. And one of those that we talked a little bit about last night is a policy regarding our volunteers. We really appreciate our volunteers. In the past, it's been a little bit more of a relaxed atmosphere and not always having things well recorded and in place. So looking at a new policy that will really outline our use of volunteers and criteria for volunteers and their roles and responsibilities. So that'll be coming up in January.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Cassie Murr, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.